one, then alone is one, and two do not exist.
Clearly not.
And if there are not two, there is no contact.
There is not.
Then neither does the one touch the others, nor the others the one, if there is no contact.
Certainly not.
For all which reasons the one touches, and does not touch itself, and the others.
True.
Further, is the one equal and unequal to itself and others?
How do you mean?
If the one were greater or less than the others, or the others greater or less than the one, they would not be greater or less than each other in virtue of their being the one and the others. But, if in addition to their being what they are they had equality, they would be equal to one another. Or if the one had smallness, and the others greatness, or the one had greatness, and the others smallness, whichever kind had greatness would be greater. And whichever had smallness would be smaller.
Certainly.
Then there are two such ideas as greatness and smallness, for if they were not they could not be opposed to each other, and be present in that which is.
How could they?
If, then, smallness is present in the one it will be present either in the whole, or in a part of the whole.
Certainly.
Suppose the first, it will be either coequal and coextensive with the whole one, or will contain the one.
Clearly.
If it be coextensive with the one it will be coequal with the one, or if containing the one it will be greater than the one.
Of course.
But can't smallness be equal to anything or greater than anything, and have the functions of greatness and equality, and not its own functions?
Impossible.
Then smallness cannot be in the whole of one, but, if at all, in a part only.
Yes.
And surely not in all of a part, for then the difficulty of the whole will recur. It will be equal to or greater than any part in which it is.
Certainly.
Then smallness will not be in anything, whether in a whole or in a part, nor will there be anything small but actual smallness.
True.
Neither will greatness be in the one, for if greatness be in anything there will be something greater other, and besides greatness itself, namely, that in which greatness is, and this too when the small itself is not there, which the one, if it is great, must exceed. This, however, is impossible, seeing that smallness is wholly absent.
True.
But absolute greatness is only greater than absolute smallness, and smallness is only smaller than absolute greatness.
Very true.
Then other things are not greater or less than the one, if they have neither greatness nor smallness, nor have greatness or smallness any power of exceeding or being exceeded in relation to the one, but only in relation to one another, nor will the one be greater or less than them or others, if it has neither greatness nor smallness.
Clearly not.
Then if the one is neither greater nor less than the others, it cannot either exceed or be exceeded by them.
Certainly not.
And that which neither exceeds, nor is exceeded, must be on an equality, and being on an equality, must be equal.
Of course.
And this will be true also of the relation of the one to itself. Having neither greatness nor smallness in itself, it will neither exceed, nor be exceeded by itself, but will be on an equality with and equal to itself.
Certainly.
Then the one will be equal both to itself and the others.
Clearly so.
And yet the one, being itself in itself, will also surround, and be without itself, and, as containing itself, will be greater than itself, and, as contained in itself, will be less, and will thus be greater and less than itself.
It will.
Now there cannot possibly be anything which is not included in the one and the others.
Of course not.
But, surely, that which is must always be somewhere.
Yes.
But that which is in anything will be less, and that in which it is will be greater. In no other way can one thing be in another.
True.
And since there is nothing other, or besides the one and the others, and they must be in something, must they not be in one another, the one in the others, and the others in the one, if they are to be anywhere?
That is clear.
But inasmuch as the one is in the others will be greater than the one, because they contain the one, which will be less than the others, because it is contained in them, and inasmuch as the others are in the one on the same principle will be greater than the others, and the others less than the one.
True.
The one, then, will be equal to and greater and less than itself and the others.
Clearly.
And if it be greater and less and equal, it will be of equal and more and less measures or divisions than itself and the others, and if of measures, also of parts.
Of course.
And if of equal and more and less measures or divisions, it will be in number more or less than itself and the others, and likewise equal in number to itself and to the others.
How is that?
It will be of more measures than those things which it exceeds, and of as many parts as measures, and so with that to which it is equal, and that than which it is less.
True.
And being greater and less than itself, and equal to itself, it will be of equal measures with itself and of more and fewer measures than itself, and if of measures then also of parts.
It will.
And being of equal parts with itself, it will be numerically equal to itself, and being of more parts, more, and being of less, less than itself.
Certainly.
and the same will hold of its relation to other things. Inasmuch as it is greater than them, it will be more in number than them, and inasmuch as it is smaller, it will be less in number, and inasmuch as it is equal in size to other things, it will be equal to them in number.
Certainly.
Once more, then, as would appear, the One will be in number both equal to and more and less than both itself, and all other things.
It will.
Does the One also partake of time, and is it, and does it become older and younger than itself and others? And again, neither younger nor older than itself and others, by virtue of participation in time.
How do you mean?
If one is, being must be predicated of it.
Yes.
But to be is only participation of being in present time, and to have been is the participation of being at a past time, and to be about to be is the participation of being at a future time.
Very true.
Then the One, since it partakes of being, partakes of time.
Certainly.
And is not time always moving forward?
Yes.
Then the One is always becoming older than itself, since it moves forward in time.
Certainly.
And do you remember that the older becomes older than that which becomes younger?
I remember.
Then since the One becomes older than itself, it becomes younger at the same time.
Certainly.
Thus, then, the One becomes older as well as younger than itself.
Yes.
And it is older, is it not, when in becoming, it gets to the point of time between was and will be, which is now, for surely in going from the past to the future, it cannot skip the present.
No.
And when it arrives at the present, it stops from becoming older, and no longer becomes, but is older. For if it went on, it would never be reached by the present, for it is the nature of that which goes on, to touch both the present and the future, letting go the present, and seizing the future, while in process of becoming between them.
True.
But that which is becoming cannot skip the present. When it reaches the present, it ceases to become, and is then whatever it may happen to be becoming.
Clearly.
And so the One, when in becoming older it reaches the present, ceases to become, and is an older.
Certainly.
And it is older than that which it was becoming older, and it was becoming older than itself.
Yes.
And that which is older than that which is younger.
True.
Then the One is younger than itself, when in becoming older it reaches the present.
Certainly.
But the present is always present with the wondering all its being, for whenever it is always now.
Certainly.
Then the One always both is, and becomes older and younger than itself.
Truly.
And is it, or does it become a longer time than itself or an equal time with itself?
An equal time.
But if it becomes, or is for an equal time with itself, it is of the same age with itself.
Of course.
And that which is of the same age, is neither older nor younger.
No.
The One, then, becoming, and being the same time with itself, neither is, nor becomes older or younger than itself.
I should say not.
And what are its relations to other things, is it, or does it become older or younger than the?
I cannot tell you.
You can at least tell me that others than the One are more than the One. Other would have been one, but the others have multitude, and are more than one.
They will have multitude.
And a multitude implies a number larger than one.
Of course.
And shall we say that the lesser or the greater is the first to come or to have come into existence?
The lesser.
Then the least is the first, and that is the One.
Yes.
Then the One of all things that have number is the first to come into being, but all other things have also number, being plural, and not singular.
They have.
And since it came into being first, it must be supposed to have come into being prior to the others, and the others later, and the things which came into being later are younger than that which preceded them, and so the other things will be younger than the One, and the One older than other things.
True.
What would you say of another question? Can the One have come into being contrary to its own nature, or is that impossible?
Impossible.
And yet, surely, the One was shown to have parts, and if parts, then a beginning, middle, and end.
Yes.
And a beginning, both of the One itself, and of all other things, comes into being first of all, and after the beginning, the others follow, until you reach the end.
Certainly.
And all these others we shall affirm to be parts of the whole, and of the One, which, as soon as the end is reached, has become whole and one.
Yes, that is what we shall say.
But the end comes last, and the One is of such a nature as to come into being with the last, and since the One cannot come into being except in accordance with its nature will require that it should come into being after the others, simultaneously with the end.
Clearly.
Then the One is younger than the others, and the others older than the One.
That also is clear in my judgment.
Well, and must not a beginning, or any other part of the One or of anything, if it be a part and not parts, being a part, be also of necessity one?
Certainly.
And will not the One come into being together with each part, together with the first part, when that comes into being, and together with the second part, and with all the rest, and will not be wanting to any part which is added to any other part, until it has reached the last and become one whole. It will be wanting neither to the middle, nor to the first, nor to the last, nor to any of them, while the process of becoming is going on.
True.
Then the one is of the same age with all the others, so that if the one itself does not contradict its own nature, it will be neither prior nor posterior to the others, but simultaneous, and according to this argument the one will be neither older nor younger than the others, nor the others than the one, but according to the previous argument the one will be older and younger than the others, and the others than the one.
Certainly.
After this manner then the one is, and has become, but as to its becoming older and younger than the others, and the others than the one, and neither older nor younger, what shall we say? Shall we say, as of being so also of becoming, or otherwise?
I cannot answer.
But I can venture to say, that even if one thing were older or younger than another, it could not become older or younger in a greater degree than it was at first, for equals added to unequals, whether to periods of time or to anything else, leave the difference between them the same as at first.
Of course,
then that which is, cannot become older or younger than that which is, since the difference of ages are always the same, the one is, and has become older, and the other younger, but they are no longer becoming so.
True.
And the one which is does not therefore become either older or younger than the others which are?
No.
But consider, whether they may not become older and younger in another way.
In what way?
Just as the one was proven to be older than the others, and the others than the one.
And what of that?
If the one is older than the others, it has come into being a longer time than the others.
Yes.
But consider again, if we add equal time to a greater and a less time, will the greater differ from the less time by an equal or by a smaller portion than before?
By a smaller portion.
Then the difference between the age of the one and the age of the others will not be afterwards so great as at first, but if an equal time be added to both of them they will differ less and less in age.
Yes.
And that which differs in age from some other less than formerly, from being older will become younger in relation to that other than which it was older.
Yes, younger.
And if the one becomes younger the others aforesaid will become older than they were before, in relation to the one.
Certainly.
Then that which had become younger becomes older relatively to that which previously had become, and was older. It never really is older, but is always becoming, for the one is always growing on the side of youth, and the other on the side of age, and, in like manner the older is always in process of becoming younger than the younger, for, as they are always going in opposite directions they become in ways the opposite to one another, the younger older than the older. And the older younger than the younger, they cannot, however, have become, for if they had already become they would be, and not merely become, but, that is impossible, for they are always becoming both older and younger than one another. The one becomes younger than the others, because it was seen to be older, and prior, and the others become older than the one because they came into being later, and in the same way the others are in the same relation to the one, because they were seen to be older, and prior to the one.